It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. I am very lucky. I have Kane Strang in the studio with me. Kia ora, Kane. How are you?
I'm really good, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Pleased. So excited to have you on the segment. You guys have got a show up next week for Office Dog, which is really exciting. It's been kind of a long time since you guys have done a headline show.
Yeah, last year was pretty quiet on that front. We were mainly just chipping away at new songs and getting ready to record. And I feel like, I'm a bad multitasker. I sort of have to focus on one thing at a time.
Totally.
We still played some really cool shows like Junk Fest and things like that. But yeah, for me at least, I was mainly just sitting in a room with my guitar and trying to... get this new thing together.
Totally. Have you had much of a summer, or is it all just show prep and releasing prep?
No, I have. I had a really nice summer down in Dunedin.
Gorge.
Just with the fam. And the weather wasn't the best, but that's pretty typical. I'm used to that at this point.
It's Dunedin for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, you've selected some really great tracks today, and I'm excited to get into it. I reckon we do just get into it. We've got a track by Pop Strangers to start off. This one is called Witch's Hand. You're on BFM. I don't quite know the game. This is Pop Strangers, Witch's Hand. You're listening to What's Cooking on BFM, and I'm joined in the studio by Kane Strang of Office Dog. Kane, talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
Yeah, when you said like to pick formative acts, you know, I was trying to think back to like my early years of getting into, you know, local bands and I actually think I found that through a live BFM live to air.
Hey,
it was at like Roundhead Studios in Studio B, which is actually where I've done a bit of recording now. But I just remember thrashing it at home on the family desktop computer. I like it. I think it's a nice mix of like eerie and upbeat, which seems to be what I go for a lot of the time. It just reminds me of those early years. And I think what happened was Die, Die, Die came and played at my high school.
Cool.
And that was really like eye-opening for me. And I started sort of digging into what was out there on home turf a bit more. And through that I found bands like Die, Die, Die and... or got more into bands like Die 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 and the Mint Chicks and eventually Pop Strangers. And I just love this album. I think it's great.
100%. Yeah, it's great to have a pick that really connects you to, I guess, being situated in the Aotearoa music community yourself and like your relationship with that community. Do you feel like particularly inspired by the music community in Aotearoa, would you say?
Oh, like more than anything.
Yeah.
I think I'm heavily influenced by what's going on around me and very close by. I've never really been someone that's great with keeping up with like, you know, cool international bands and stuff. It sort of has to be right in front of me like that. And these days at least. But I think that's also because the scene is so good. I don't feel like I have to look that far. You know, there's kind of everything I could ever want here. I feel like every day I'm hearing about some new local band that's doing great things. So
yeah,
definitely.
Just when you're thinking like you want to hear some sort of sound coming out of Aotearoa, you find it, and someone starts doing it.
Yeah,
that's
the
thing. Oh, perfect.
No, we've been really lucky here, and I feel really lucky. Like even thinking about bands we've got to play with recently, and things like Junkfest that I mentioned last year. You know, it was such a crazy lineup, and spoiled for choice, really.
Yeah, Junkfest really highlighted all of that.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Good. Can't wait for another one, please.
Yeah, come on, Lara.
Come on, Lara. you've got another great track for us today. This one is by Zane 2000, another Aotearoa artist. This is Trees Cliff. I'll miss him. You're on BFM. This is Trees Cliff, I'll Miss Him by Zane 2000. You are listening to What's Cooking here on BFM. I'm joined by Kane from Office Dog. This kind of reminds me of George Clanton, if you've
heard
of
him.
No,
I'm not familiar.
Okay, very similar vibe,
okay,
I recommend.
Cool. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Why did you select this track today?
Zane 2000 is a really good friend of mine's project, Jonty O'Connor. Who I just think is an incredible musician, amazing drummer, insanely good at the drums, currently based in LA, and I've actually been messaging him recently, and so he's on my mind. he actually drummed for me on the last solo album that I did years ago, and I feel like during that time we just really bonded. He kind of, I don't know, like reignited my passion for like making music again. Like just through conversations we had. He stayed with me at my parents' house for like a week, and it was just lots of cooking and talking about music.
That's such a special friendship.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But I don't know, I love Zane 2000. It's kind of like music for the end times, like a lot of it is pretty like almost like a dystopian soundtrack, but with a bit of like hope splashed in there, so perfect for right now. Maybe.
feels like the end of the world, yeah. but you're kind of weirdly romanticizing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend like checking out his first EP and the record that he made. It's just really quite different, at least for me.
Mm.
Like, I haven't heard much like it, and yeah, just amazing instrumentals, amazing lyrics. And he's like a synth genius, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, really love it.
Synth god.
Yeah, exactly. He'd love that.
Pass it on.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, no, great selection. In terms of upcoming music, I want to ask a little bit about that as well. Yeah. You guys release a little EP-ish towards the end of last year,
yeah.
Tunnels in Another Day,
yeah.
Which was so brilliant. You've got more music coming. Is it kind of a similar vibe? Have we taken a redirection here? Or
I think it's a real combination of everything we've kind of done so far. Like this, it's probably like the heaviest thing we've done and the most sort of chill, which is sort of what I wanted to do. Like our first record was pretty just like go, go, go from the start, you know, like quite heavy. And even though there were some softer tracks. I mean, at that point we were such a new band, you know, we hadn't even played live when we made our first album Spiel, so we've really been figuring out like as we go what we want to be. And this is sort of the first time, like when we did some recording in December, I sort of feel like we're really like settling into playing with each other now, and yeah, we've sort of figured out how we want to write songs, and
nice,
it finally feels kind of simple
yeah
and easy, which is really nice.
This is what Office Dog is gonna sound and feel like.
Yeah, exactly. So
nice.
No, I'm really excited.
Me too,
to get some new stuff out there.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. You have one last track you've selected for us today. Love that you picked this track. This is a Thurston Moore song. It's called Benediction. You're on BFM.
Strike like lightning, scratches spell her name. Thunder demons swipe her halo.
I was really not wanting to talk over that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, eh?
It's so beautiful. Yeah. This is Benediction by Thurston Moore, and you're listening to What's Cooking here on BFM. I'm joined by Kane Strang from Office Dog. Beautiful, beautiful track. Talk to me a bit about why you selected it or what this song kind of means for you.
Yeah, so I haven't listened to heaps of like Sonic Youth, and I didn't even know like Thurston Moore had solo stuff. But Dee Stevens, who we record with, sent it to me earlier this year, so it's a bit more of a bit more of a recent discovery. And yeah, at the time I was staying in Cromwell, which is in like central Otago, trying to write songs. And yeah, I don't know, like sometimes I take ages to listen to things when people send them to me, but this time I just put it on and it just like instantly clicked, and I wound up thrashing the album heaps.
Nice.
I think the guitar playing's like really unique and just pretty.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of stripped back and kind of raw. It sort of really inspired me, to be honest, and inspired me to like muck around with some new tunings and stuff. And from there, like, wound up sort of finally like getting some things together that I was happy with. Yeah, shout out to Dee Stevens, I guess.
Shout out, Dee. I think also like to strive to elicit the feeling that you feel as a listener listening to this song as a musician, like, how beautiful would that be?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that was the goal.
Yeah.
And hopefully I sort of got there.
I think you can do it. Yeah, you got it. I think it made a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that I guess the song resonated with you, because it did. Listening to it again, it's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And I think also you can kind of hear the singer-songwriter and folk influences through Office Dog.
Yeah, that's
quite vividly.
Yeah, that's really nice to hear, because like, I try to do that. I still think of myself as like a singer-songwriter in a way, except now I have like my best friends sort of backing me and in this really nice way. So yeah, I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, no, thank you for choosing that song. Very great shout. We're ending the segment with In the Red, which was the first track you guys released together. Obviously that's, you know, why you picked it, but is that kind of reflecting on that first release?
Yeah.
Does it kind of elicit any feelings for you now?
I think a little bit, yeah. Like, a lot happened in a couple years for us. We got sort of so much busier than we ever thought we were going to be. I sort of like thinking back to that time, like when it was sort of like just us making music, you know. It was very, very pure, and I'm sort of trying to get back into that headspace, I think, because, you know, originally we were just gonna like self-release it and stuff, and then sort of things like snowballed and we started working with labels again and all that. But no, I've always been quite proud of the song, and it's kind of funny because it wasn't like even gonna make the record at some point. Like, we'd kind of ditched it, and then I found an old demo and we wound up bringing it back, and now it's kind of one of my favorites from that first album. So
special.
Yeah, remember walking around Graylin and stuff, listening to the mixes, and yeah, just being very excited. So
lovely.
Yeah, bit of a throwback before the new stuff.
Nice. Oh, well, it's been such a pleasure having you up. Thank you so much. For our listeners, you can catch Office Dog playing at Double Whammy next Friday, 6th of February. It's going to be an awesome show. Catch some new tracks, maybe some throwbacks. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe a mixed bag. Yeah, a bit of everything.
Definitely will be. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Well, thank you so much, Kane.
Cool. Thank you.
This is In the Red.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?